Excuse me, guys. Excuse me. Whew. A little seltzer water. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just preparing. All right, I'm just some cashews over here. Chewing these nuts like a cheap whore. I'm okay. Shit, should I restart this? No, I'm not restarting. Fuck it. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? This is Sunday. How was everybody's Christmas? Did everybody get those gifts that they wanted? That they cherish? If you did, I'm happy for you. For those of you who didn't get a PS5, I feel your pain. Sony, you hackers, you broke my heart. Broke a lot of hearts. Damn, I got all my throat there. Alright, let me stop chewing. This is embarrassing. This the start of this episode is fucking embarrassing. I should be embarrassed. I should start again. But I respect you guys, so I'm not gonna start. So fucking deal with it. I'm sorry, I love you guys. I respect you guys. I respect listeners. Let everybody's body respects the listener. I respect you guys. I respect you. My Christmas, had a solid Christmas, had a good Christmas. Yeah, you know, about the gifts, you know. but I spent some time with family, my family, my extended family. Extended family? Yeah. All family. You know, just family. So it was pretty good. I had a solid Christmas. Hope you guys did too. What's going on for the New Year's though? Huh, guys? What are we doing? What's looking like? Nothing. What's looking like? Looking like shit. But we could do what we did for the Christmas holiday, right? We just hung out, chill, made the best of it. But you know, you niggas need to turn up. That's right. You white niggas too. So you know how over the holiday weekend I found out something about Aaliyah. Aaliyah knows how to play chess. I'm impressed. I don't know how to play chess. I barely know how to play chess. Chessers. I barely know how to play checkers. I mean, I play, but you know, I was never a big board game guy. I don't know. I like Monopoly. That was good. The Uno. I don't know how to play spades. But enough about what I don't know how to play. Let's talk about what Aaliyah knows how to play. Chess. I was in Walmart today. You know what she made me get? A chess. What is it? A chess game? I bought the game of chess. How do you say that? I picked up chess. Yeah, something like that. Excuse me. I'm all fucked up today. I didn't do much drinking. I had a couple of drinks. Leah's cousin makes it like this fucking ginger drink. Shit, like rum. The shit. It's top 10. I don't usually have a top. I usually go top 100. Fuck a top 100. This drink is top 10. Gary, make a top 10 drink. Yeah, so Leah knows that. Is that my starting off slow today? Am I not funny? It's all about being funny. So much pressure to be funny. Why can't I just be natural for you motherfuckers? I'm gonna be me today. Boring. So yeah, that's my family. Some family members here. But hold on, what the fuck? God damn, Clippers are getting smacked by the Mavs, 77-27. I got the game on. I haven't been paying attention. She's on mute, and I just took a peek, and they're down by 50 at the half. Woo! Kawhi, come back soon. So yeah, Leah knows how to play chess. She's gonna teach me, teach Callie. Callie's just dying to play it. Got a little Bobby Fischer. That's what's up. One thing I hate though about people who don't even play chess, but they're always saying they're playing chess. You know what I mean? It could be for anything. Like let's say there's two cars, you know, driving from location to the same location, and one cuts off and goes another way, and the other person goes the regular way. He's like, no, shortcut, go my way. I mean, his he gets there 2 minutes faster. You know, he's all proud of himself and shit. You know, he's like, I don't know if that's a good metaphor. But yeah, but he's like, I'm playing chess, you're playing checkers. I hate when people say, I'm playing chess, you're playing checkers. I hate when people say that. Like chess is some fucking... Is it, like I said, it's a simple game. Is it? I don't know. It's all mine, right? Some games are a little more... But chess doesn't seem that difficult. I mean, once you learn, you're in, right? I never took the time to learn chess, right? I was a pretty fucking... I was playing football back in the day. Think of the stories and shit. I don't know. But yeah, people's always like, you know, I'm playing chess. No, you're not. You're playing chess. Because you folded that straw perfectly. All right, go five. Oh, look at this right here. Look what I did right here. See that? I didn't wipe that with a rag. I wiped it with a sponge, clean. I'm playing chess. You're playing checkers. All right, let's move on from that. But yeah, you know, I play chess. Got so power last night. Chewing a shit. I'm sorry, me chew. I apologize. Not a long day today. You know, all over the place. But I wanted to get one in. Get one in before the night's over. That's my schedule now for this show. Yeah, welcome to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I shoot for Sunday. Well, Thursdays and Sundays. Nights, evenings, mornings. That's the aim. I just want to get shit out, you know? Got a problem with that? So yeah, we was watching Power last night, Court Power. And then let me tell you something, if I go off on this part, I fucking love the intro. When he changed it to the one with Trey Songz, I wasn't like shocked or like upset. I was like shocked. I was a little surprised. Like, damn, why did they change the intro? But the new one, that one with Trey Songz was good, man. I just went crazy. I mean, the power of the people is one thing. Sometimes you gotta listen to the people. And now we're stuck with this. They say this is a big rich town. I fucking love it. 50 Cent and Joe going the fuck off. That right there is top five fucking song intros, TV show intros of all time. But come on, and a spinoff gotta have the same fucking intro. They got Raising Kanan. That's because you motherfuckers complaining. You put 50 Cent and Courtney Kemp in a bad position. They had to fucking not catering to you pricks. Now we're stuck with this song for at least another 17 more years because they got Raising Kanan coming out of summer. You got the Tommy part in LA. You got more seasons of Power Book 2. You got Tate, I think, is going to have a part. You have the ghost of Lala Anthony. I think they're doing that one. Power Book 7, Ghost of Lala Anthony. When she's going to be haunting Tasha. Take care of her son. He's in the shelter. But he's going to want to kill her. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. That's coming out in 2024. Speaking of dates, what about the expiration dates on food? I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why, but I'm super finicky about the expiration dates on food. Like, if I'm about to pop up a can of tuna or something, specifically tuna, and I look at the expiration date, and I'm gonna go by today's date. Let's say that expiration date is like January 21st, 2021. I am tossing that shit. That's too close. Even though it's technically good by the by the stamp on the can. Like, all my tuners need to be at least 2023. You know what I mean? I need that shit made yesterday. Because I don't want food in a can. Like, I feel like I'm really fucking, you know. I mean, it's different if that's all it had. Like, you know, Big Bang hit and all that. It's tuna. I fuck with the tuna. January 21st, 2021. But I don't have to. Fuck that shit. Huh? Milk. Lee's like, oh, no, you threw away the milk. Usually almond milk. It doesn't have a date. It just says 7 days after opening. I'm almost like, when did you open it? When did you open it? Tell me when you opened that almond milk. Tell me. I'm throwing that. I see that shit open. When did you open that almond milk? I need to know. I got to get like a... I get like a date stamp and shit. Every time I pop open something, just put the date stamp on it. You know? Now I'm not. Oh, fucking dog. Hold on one second with the dog in. It's fucking dog. Alright, dog went away. But yeah, I'm real finicky about expiration dates. Bread. I'm tossing shit out. I have stuff in the freezer too long, I get rid of it. Just, I don't know, I'm just weirded out like that. Shit freaks me out. Alright, they're going off back there. Like chicken breasts or some shit, I'll thaw that shit out. I'm smelling that shit like... I'm looking at the date first. Shit like September. I'm like, damn, is that still good? I'm on the internet, scouring internet. How long can chicken bed... How can raw chicken breast last in the freezer? All that dumb shit. I like my breasts fresh. Something wrong with that? Shit. Speaking of food, and expiration dates. So I got a bike. I got a bike in the summer. Got a mountain bike. Now this is before we got the dog. I got it. I was able to get some runs in. I was able to get some, you know, couple of week, three, whatever I can. And then when I couldn't get runs, it'd be full. You know, I ordered something for Seamless or Uber Eats or whatever, Lyft Eats. Is it Lyft Eats? Should be Lyft Eats. It's coming. 2021. Lyft Eats. And then Seamless Lyft is coming too, so you can get a ride on Seamless. So me and Leah order some. I'm like, no, don't have them deliver it. Sometimes that tip is too much, boss. Usually I want to go pick it up. I'm like, no, I'll pick it up. Let me go pick it up. I'll pick it up. I want to know this day here. No, let me pick it up. I want to take the bike. I want to pick up my order on the bike. But then that's like a whole new can of worms and shit that I'm not prepared for, you know? My dinky ass is not prepared for. Because I walked in, what's happened a lot of times, man? They, you know what they, how they treat me? They treat me like I'm a fucking Seamless delivery driver. I walk in, he be like, yo, you here for the Seamless? I be like, yeah. Got some face, he's like, what? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you the driver, right? You the delivery guy, right? I was like, nah. I mean, I'm not the delivery guy. I ordered from Seamless, but, I ordered on my app, and I'm picking it up, you know, with the pickup. It's just the bike. You see the bike, and it's just like, if I didn't have the bike, it wasn't no big deal. Was I picking up Seamless like that before? I don't know. I don't have no reference on that, and I'm walking. But, yeah, I'm offended by that. And I'm like, why am I offended by that? I fucks with delivery people, but I hit them off. I respect them. You know, it's a fucking tough job, man. You gotta do what you gotta do to make money and fire for yourself and your family. But then I get accused of being a Seamless driver, and I get offended. I'm like, motherfucker, think I'm a Seamless driver. I haven't done it in a while. People looking at me sometimes. I be on my bike. and shit. Trying to get my own building, but you know. Fuck. In my own building. And people look at me like I'm a fucking seamless driver. Yeah, sometimes you see people you haven't seen before. Even in your building, you don't see people you see every day. It's always some fucking new person. And I'd be on the bike. Own food, feel like a seamless driver. I feel like people should be looking at me like this fucking seamless driver. Do people look at seamless drivers like I'm just making that shit up now? Now I'm too good for seamless. It's fucked up, man. And I'm not too good for seamless, right? I guess I should feel like that. I should be good too seamless. But if I had to, yeah. What? I don't know. You know, some piece of shit's food. Here you go, you fuckhead. Your fucking ice cream. Here's your fucking ice cream. You ordered 3 ice creams and you gave me 20% of 3 ice creams. You know, I found like 1 ice cream. This motherfucker ordered a sherbet milkshake for $7. Gave me a 20% tip. This motherfucker gave me $2. I always give at least 5. No matter what I'm ordering, I always give 5. I hate when it's like you order like $125 worth of shit. You ain't 20% of that. I'm like, I could just think of $30? What the fuck? I'm like, I didn't get $10. You serve this shit on a platter? We having a sit-down meal? But I mean, you know, they're just figuring this shit out. This shit is getting weird and it's fucking costing everybody so much fucking money. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I'm offended by that. Now I don't pick up no food now. I walk. I take the car. Or I just get the delivery. Because then, yeah. And then with the bike is the whole thing. Like, can you watch my bike? Can you watch my bike? I'm gonna go get my food. What a guy said, you ain't got a bike lock, seamless guy? I almost beat that motherfucker up. Not joking. Hold on, let me get this done.
Alright, dog's in. Alright.
Hey, buddy. This dog, this guy, I just gave the dog a bath. She's nice and fluffy and shit. Like a teddy bear. Look at you smelling good. She smell like hell. Dogs are just stinking. How the fuck dogs be stinking? The amount of shit they gonna feel when they walk. Oh, one wipe, but you need like 36 wet wipes for these fucking paws. You just flooded with dirt. My friend, it was a she. She, I'm not gonna say her name, blow up. But she, hold on, touch that. She was like, yo, hold on. Cause you know, I'm busy. So, I'm sorry, I'm yelling out ears and shit. Fucking harassing me. Can I get 30 minutes to record this goddamn podcast? These listeners, they thirsty for this. I want this. I need this. Do ya? I hope you need it. Hope you need me like a... I have nothing. No, I'm stupid, but yeah. Just kid for that program. So yeah, she was like, no, you gonna say thanks, happy birthday to me on Facebook? I'm like, man, I sent you a text. It's not good enough. Happy birthday text is not good enough anymore. People need to see that happy birthday, couple of hearts, a cake, a fucking balloon. Post it from you on their page. Yeah. It's just so much pressure now. Now it's Instagram. I gotta say happy birthday on Instagram. I gotta tell some people happy birthday on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I gotta text them. And then to top it off, I gotta go to their fucking dinner party. It's just never enough. But they never want a gift, right? Just give me the free meal. I'm gonna order 17 Bloody Marys and legs and shrimp and shit. Cause you know you ladies. Yeah, their fucking, your taste is just caviar living. I want to try my cheap shit. I'll try some of your chicken. Can I try some of your chicken breast? That grilled chicken breast? I'm interested in getting that. But I'm going to get the bison steak and the four clam mac and cheese. Cheese, broccoli, and all that shit. Which is okay, right? It's about eating good. Eating good is amazing, right? Eating good, spending money. You know? That check comes. Like, yeah. This is a big, large group. Large groups can eat a lot, man. Large groups go to fuck in. Now let's get like 13 wings. 13 wings. Let's get 17 mashed potatoes. Everybody can just dig in. You know? Get 20 steaks. That shit is, that shit like, you know, barbecue trays of food coming out. $859. But then you're like, oh, it's 12 people here. It works. It works out. You know? Birthday girls are sitting there. What the fuck is my cake? Well, the guys, you know, we want our birthday cake, do we? I don't know. I want birthday cake. I don't like the happy birthday, though. I like the spotlight. I don't like the spotlight on me. Me doing this podcast, it's just... Go. I'm recording. I'm not talking about you. But just let me record.
I need you to reset.
You gotta take the plug out. Take the plug out the back. Yeah, you gotta just take the... What's she doing in there? Yeah, just in the back, just take the plug out.
Which plug?
In the back of the cable box.
Is white, black, what color?
Black. It looked like an outlet, a socket. A socket? I don't know. Just give me a couple of minutes.
What?
Just give me a couple. You know, Bobby Fischer can't just let me live. It's Bobby with an I, though. Because she's a girl. Chess player. What the fuck was I talking about? Damn, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, happy birthday. So now I kind of stopped saying happy birthdays as much as I used to, because I'm always forgetting. I'm on Facebook like that, so I'm always forgetting shit. You know, to check birthdays and all that shit, I forget, so I miss a lot of birthdays. But I catch people on text most of the time, you know? And people get offended. You missed my birthday. My birthday was yesterday. I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm sorry. People always forget my birthday. Do they? Not really. I mean, sometimes, yeah, some people remember it. A lot of people remember my birthday. And then get some happy belated. But I'm like, happy belated? Happy birthday, you know? People get offended when you say happy belated birthday. Or when you say happy birthday and the birthday's passed, they're like, belated birthday. But then when it's their birthday, they post on like, uh-oh. Birthday weekend, you know, they're spending 40 days. This is my birthday week. Or this is my birthday month. That's when they celebrate their birthday. It's like the whole fucking month. But you tell someone happy birthday the day after. Even the day before, they're like, my birthday's tomorrow. So, take that back. Hit me up. See me tomorrow. Like, damn. It's crazy. You're going on back there. What else did I talk about? There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but I'm just keeping it light. I'm going to start doing some interviews, guys. I got some fun interviews coming up. I'm going to be... I got some friends with some stories. I think my first interview is going to be my friend Omar, who I grew up with. It's gonna talk about how our lives kind of like went different paths and then kind of like met up again. Good story, good stuff to talk about, you know. And some other people I'm talking to. I'm trying to get Barack Obama on the show, but he a whole ass nigga because he ain't hollering back. He's a publicist. So yeah, I'm tired. I'm gonna go get some rest. Probably not, but Just lay down and shit. Watch people play GTA 5. That's my new thing now. Fucking weird. Everybody is cool out. Lamp up. If you're out there, be safe. It's fucking cold out there. Throwing that Lex bubble. That G Bear. That triple fat moose. Turn up. That's what I'm talking about. I think that's it. All right, guys. Take care. Love you.